Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for September 9th to the 15th, 2017. As Palestinians continue their objections moves against Israeli settlements construction, Israeli attacks leave many civilians injured. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlement protests on Friday, organized at a number of West Bank villages. As a result, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. IMMC's Mesht Bajali with the details.
Protests this week were organized in the central West Bank villages of Belayn, Nainin, and Nabi Saleh, in addition to in Kfar Kaddoum village in northern West Bank. Israeli soldiers attacked protesters in Nabi Saleh before even leaving the village. At the nearby villages of Belayn and Na'lin, residents and their supporters reached the Israeli wall. In Na'lin village, villagers and international Israeli supporters marked the 35th anniversary of the massacre of Sabra and Shatila. Most narratives agree that on the night of 16 September 1982, Israeli forces led by Ariel Sharon surrounded the two Palestinian refugee camps in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, and facilitated the entry of a local right-wing militia group to the camp and killed around 3,000 Palestinians, most of whom were women and children. In Kfar Kaddoum, troops also attacked the villagers and their international supporters at the village entrance. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas at protesters. For IMMC News, this is Mesht Bajali.
Palestinians object this week to current Israeli settlements building in the occupied Palestinian territories and demand justice. IMMC's Ramil Maghari has more.
Palestinian Ministry of Foreign Affairs said in a statement that current Israeli settlements building on the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem are hindering peace and would lead to more political complications. The ministry added that silence of the international community towards such activities would in turn make things more worse and would not help the peace process to resume. It called for actions. Settlements growth across occupied Palestinian lands is considered illegal by international law. In the meantime, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has held a series of outside meetings over chances of resumption of talks in the region and ahead of Abbas's upcoming speech at the United Nations. Meanwhile, some media reports suggest that both Fatah Party Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Islamist party of Hamas that rules the Gaza Strip will likely go into unity. Following a 10-year-long political split, Hamas from Cairo declared it is ready to dissolve an administrative committee of its own in Gaza and that President Abbas should in return end all his punitive measures against the Gaza Strip. For IMEMC News, I am Rani Al-Mivari in Gaza.
Two Palestinian fighters were killed in Gaza and many others were injured in the West Bank due to army attacks this week. IMMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
The Al-Qassam Brigades, the arm wing of Hamas, announced Thursday evening that two of its fighters were killed in two separate incidents when border tunnel collapsed on them. Al-Qassam said that Khalil Al-Dimyati, 32, from Gaza City, was killed when a border tunnel collapsed on him. It added that another fighter, identified as Yusuf Abed, 22, from Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, was killed in a similar accident. Hundreds of Palestinians, mainly tunnel workers, not affiliated with any group, have been killed in siege busting tunnels in the Gaza Strip, largely after the tunnels collapsed on them. In April of this year, Al-Qassam said that one of its fighters was killed when a tunnel collapsed on him. In February of this year, three civilian tunnel workers were killed when a siege busting tunnel collapsed on them. Earlier in the week, many Israeli military vehicles invaded Tuesday morning Palestinian agricultural lands east of Al-Qarara town, northeast of Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, and uprooted them while firing live rounds. On Monday, soldiers stationed on military towers across the border fence in southern Gaza fired many live rounds at Palestinian farmers, forcing them out of their lands. Also on Monday, the soldiers abducted a patient identified as Fadl Abu Hasira, 27, as he was trying to cross Erez Terminal in northern Gaza for medical treatment. The Palestinian received a permit from Israeli authorities, but the soldiers abducted him after he arrived at Erez on his way to hospital. In the West Bank this week, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday at dawn the city of Tubas in northern part of the occupied West Bank and clashed with many youngsters before shooting one and abducted him along with two others. On Saturday, a Palestinian woman was injured after a number of extremist Israeli colonists hurled stones at her as she was sitting on her balcony in the old city of Hebron in the southern part of the West Bank. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 118 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and in Jerusalem. During these invasions, troops detained at least 104 Palestinian civilians, including 15 children. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for September 9th to the 15th, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Georgia Shmawi and me, Iman Abdrabo Bannoura.